Rise and shine, everyone. Good morning. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and I'm here for Amy's Kids Show, and I am just so excited to be here today. We have another exciting episode because we are going to go back into outer space. We're going to go again. I think this is like our fourth trip in a row here, going to outer space with our good friend. I mean, we are really becoming good friends with Lulu, the space cat, because this is her fourth time back at the station here. And I'm not sure if she's ready to come to the mic or not. We'll see. When she's ready, she'll come on up here and talk and tell us about her trip. Because today, Lulu is taking us beyond our solar system. Yes, beyond the solar system. We are going so far today because today we are going to explore the Milky Way galaxy. Milky Way galaxy. What a beautiful name. Milk is such a wonderful word just by itself, right? And the way there, well, we're going to find out how to get there today. And a galaxy. Well, what is that? What is a galaxy? Well, we're about to find out, right? Because we've been traveling all around with Lulu and her friend Kira. And today we're going to have a special guest on the rocket ship, too. Kira's little brother, Noah, is going to join us. Well, we have already been with Lulu and Kira to the sun. Do you remember that? We went to the sun, which is the center of our solar system. And then, the next time we went traveling with Lulu and Kira, we explored the whole solar system, didn't we? We got to meet the planets and learn something cool about each and every one. It was fantastical, right? And then, where are we going to go next? Where do we go after our solar system? Well, guess what? This is the big news, everybody. Our solar system is not the only one. There are lots of solar systems, more than we can count. And all of these solar systems swirl around in their own circle. Isn't this amazing? So we're going to be learning about expanding and revolving. And we're going to learn a little bit about pinwheels, right? I mean, pinwheel shape is sort of, if you close your eyes and imagine a pinwheel spinning, that's sort of how our galaxies are spinning. And if we want to go even further, we can put all those galaxies together, and what do we get? The entire universe. Wow! Wow! We are going to have quite an adventure today. I'm really glad Lulu is here to help us out. Let's get started.
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 19 miles per second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that you can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, in a galaxy they call the Milky Way. The Milky Way. Our galaxy contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. Bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years, and this galaxy is only one of millions and billions in this amazing and expanding universe. The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And sink your roots deep into the galaxy dance of life, planet Earth. Sink your roots deep into reality, dance your life for planet Earth.
Twinkle, twinkle, big bright sun, here you are, my day's begun. You don't rise and you don't set, it's sometimes easy to forget. You hold still as Earth spins round, while I'm standing on the ground.
So the sun doesn't really rise and set, it doesn't move at all. The Earth rotates on its axis and moves around the sun.
But see that bright star by the moon? It's not always there. It comes and goes.
That's not a star. It's a planet.
It's a planet.
What? What?
Yeah, I knew that.
Planet shining in the sky. I can see you with my eyes. I once thought you were a star. It's hard to tell 'cause you're so far. You're a planet. Yes, it's true. Red, orange, yellow, green, or blue.
But what about shooting stars and falling stars? What are those?
Look, a shooting star.
Twinkle, twinkle, shooting star. Streaks of light seen from afar. Tiny bits of dust and rock. Earth's atmosphere lights you up. If you ever reach the ground, meteorites will be found.
What's the red and green flashing star I see at night? That's my favorite.
Oh, Bongo, that's actually an airplane.
Airplane, airplane, flying round. Sometimes I hear zooming sounds. I can see your flashing lights moving slowly through the night. Now I know just what you are. You're my favorite, not a star.
Parachute to the planets, visit them one by one. First stop is Mercury, closest to the sun. Next is Venus, shining in the night. Then comes Earth in our planetary flight. Off to Mars, we'll be there soon. Then to Jupiter, with its many moons. Saturn is a vision, with its glowing rings. Uranus is a mystery, but we'll see what it brings. Next is Neptune, then on to Pluto, the farthest from the sun. Our journey to the planets has certainly been fun.
Are you receiving me? Over. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission to explore our universe. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission to explore beyond our Earth. Meet our neighbor, the rocky moon, reflecting sunshine in the darkest depths of night. Then go past planets, meet Pluto too. It's hanging out with rocks and frozen clumps of ice. But we need to zoom at the speed of light to visit other starry sights. So let's all zoom and travel far until we reach another star. Right, where are we going next? Oh yes, travel onwards, far, far away, far from the Earth and other planets like Mars. Zooming faster through the Milky Way, our galaxy, it's home to billions of stars. There are billions more galaxies out there. To reach them all we need super speedy powers. Think of all the stars they hold. To count them all would take billions of hours. But we need to zoom at the speed of light to visit other starry sights. So let's all zoom and travel far until we reach another star. There's a star there. There's a star there. We can spot them from our home on planet Earth. There's a star there. There's a star there. And billions more throughout the giant universe. Right, now everybody, this mission could take some time. Has anybody brought cake? No?
Microphone, Lulu. Oh, yes, welcome back. We are so honored again here on Amy's Kids Show to have Lulu back in the station. I know, Lulu, the space cat. Now, I know you folks listening out there, you cannot see Lulu, but let me describe her. She is a beautiful gray tiger kitty, and she has been out to space, outer space, off the planet, using her imagination, which is incredible, I'm learning here. And she doesn't go by herself. No, she goes with her very good friend, Kira. In fact, we wrote a little poem last week, a little haiku that was inspired by the ballad that we listened to, a beautiful ballad, which is a beautiful song about the solar system. And here is our ballad or haiku for Lulu. Here's here to introduce you to her. She's very proud of this because we worked on this last week. Right. Yeah, we wrote your own version. So here we go, Lulu. It goes like this. I am Lulu. I am a gray kitty cat. My best friend is Kira. Together, we travel through space. I am Lulu. Isn't that beautiful, folks? Yes, so I just wanted to say that again. Because Lulu's back and we are going to go traveling. But today, ooh, this is very special, right, Lulu? Right, because you brought along not just Kira, but her little brother, Noah. Noah gets to go on this trip too, and we all know how exciting it is when the little brother or sister gets to come along, right? That's super exciting. So let's introduce our story today. In their first adventure, Kira and Lulu visit the sun, and we were introduced to our star, her sunspots and the solar flares. Their second journey, Kira and Lulu visited the planets. Do you guys remember? That's the last place we went. And we learned something special about each one. Well, this week, Kira and Lulu take a journey beyond our solar system to learn about the Milky Way. And a new passenger is on board for the ride. Noah is excited for the adventure ahead. Take a ride with these siblings and their space cat to see what they find. So this book is called Kira and Lulu and Noah. Visit the Milky Way by Kat Davidson, and it's a project of space weather news. All right. We've been learning about space weather. Well, in order to learn about space weather, we have to learn about space, right? So that's what we've been doing with Kira and Lulu, and now Noah. Visit the Milky Way. Okay, Lulu's found a nice little spot to sit. All right, great. She's all settled in. Are you all settled in? We're going to start the story. Okay. Here we go. Kira and Lulu are checking their gear. The time for the next space adventure is near. For the first time ever, with his helmet in hand, little brother Noah is part of today's plans. We are headed to the Milky Way. Are you ready for the show? Grab your space suit and boots because we are ready to go. Don't you worry about a thing. Our rocket isn't slow. Buckle your straps in tight. We're aiming for the milky glow. Kira drew on the board where their rocket would fly as Noah and his friends gazed up into the sky. Now, so Kira's drawing some pictures here on this big whiteboard, kind of like the ones you have at school, right? And she's drawing all the planets and the solar system, and she's showing where the rocket ship is going to go, past the solar system, further into the Milky Way. Noah was a tiny bit scared and nervous. All of this was so new. He's only 4, had never been in a rocket before. He was not sure exactly what to do. Oh, and little Lulu is just sitting there dreaming of the Milky Way. You could just see the Milky Way swirling in her thoughts. Maybe she thinks there's going to be milk there. Kira fired up the engines. Noah saw there was no doubt. As they launched into space, everyone gave a thrilling shout. You guys know what to say, right? When the rocket takes off, what do you need to say? Are you ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1, blast off! Are you blasting off out there? In your own rocket ship? We can go too. We can pretend to go with them. Oh, wow, they're up in space. Their hearts are filled with joy as they traveled through space, passing the planets in wonder, creating memories no one could erase. Welcome to the Milky Way. Galaxies. The Milky Way is a galaxy, and galaxies hold lots of dust and gas. They make twinkling stars. Well, they make twinkling stars. Just think about that. The galaxies hold lots of dust and gas. And what are they doing? They are making twinkling stars. Twinkling stars that might look all alone, but many stars have planets that circle round and round, and each is a solar system just like our own. This is where stars are born. It's a nursery in space. And we can see Noah and Lulu and Kira are looking at all the baby stars being born in the center of the galaxy. Wow. The little baby stars, they're so cute. Aw, can you imagine what they might look like? How beautiful. They flew to a group of stars, some of them blue, many red, like Mars. Some clusters were yellow, or even white, like headlights on cars. As they went for a spacewalk, some lights began moving in. Their lesson on the galaxy is about to begin. Wow, I thought we were learning a lot already, but we're going to learn even more. Let's see what happens next. Wow, there are 2 stars here. and they want to unite. One giant and red, the other one smaller and white. These are called binary stars. They are spinning in very tight. What is coming up next, you ask? It will be very bright. Oh, and Kira and Noah and Lulu are out in space, and they are watching this happen. They're floating outside of their rocket ship, and they're just watching these binary stars coming together. We better leave soon. On the space road we go. That star over there is about to explode. It is because of all the gas and how it all flowed from one star to another until overload. Wow. It is so beautiful. I really wish you guys could see the pictures in this book. They are beautiful pictures. This is the nucleus, the center of it all. It's like the sun of the galaxy, a giant, bright ball. Wow, it's the middle of the Milky Way, you guys, and it's beautiful. It's a giant, bright ball. It does look like the sun in the middle of our solar system, only this is the middle of our galaxy. We're all, oh my goodness, this is wild, where all the solar systems are spinning around. From here, you can see the stars in the spin, the arms circling around, and the dust that it is all in. As Noah looked down upon it all, so many times, he began to feel small. Noah had just become interested in Mars. Now, he saw so many worlds and so many stars. Wow, you can see Noah, he's sort of spinning himself. It looks like little stars are spinning around him, and he's got this cute smile on his face, and he just looks a little like bewildered and like, wow. If I could describe his face, I would say it looks like, wow. Is that what you're thinking right now? Wow. Can you make a wow look on your face? I know I'm making a wow look right now too. Wow. It was time to head home as their stomachs began grumbling. Yeah, that's a good sign to go home, right? But seeing the greater design felt incredibly humbling. Oh, and they're flying back home. And our home is in the Milky Way, so it's actually not too far to go, theoretically speaking. They returned home to Earth, not a moment too late. They told their friends and family, "The Milky Way is great!" They're there with their spacesuits on and their helmets are off, thankfully, so they can breathe the fresh air here on Earth. Oh, and their friends are all there and their family. Everybody's clapping and cheering. Yay! Now it's evening. It looks like they have their pajamas on and they're looking out the window at the stars that they can see in the sky. Kira, Lulu, and Noah, they all settled down together, feeling happy and blessed. Kira hoped Noah had fun. After all, it was a trip to impress. Little Noah's big dream had been to go to Mars. But thanks to Kira, his wish now includes the stars. What do you wish to do? Ooh, that's a good question. What do you wish to do? Dream big. Okay, now meet someone else, talk to them, and dream even bigger. That's how it works. All right. We learned that we live in the Milky Way galaxy. Galaxies have lots of stars and many planets, too. Stars are born in the cloudy, dusty parts of the galaxy. When stars get too close, they can explode. Our galaxy is in the shape of a spiral. Ooh, I like that. That it's in the shape of a spiral, sort of like a pinwheel going around, laying on its side, right? Sideways. Let's learn a little bit about who wrote this book and who drew the pictures, huh? Here's a picture of Cat. Cat spells her name with a K. Isn't that great? K-A-T, Cat. Cat is Kira's mom. Oh, and Kira spells her name with a K, too. Cat is Kira's mom and is a business graduate. She managed the Mobile Observatory Project and directed the Observing the Frontier conferences, a multi-generational event providing a forum to share research and community to connect. Born in Canada to Vietnamese immigrant parents, her first dream was to be an astronaut. And Jupiter is still her favorite planet. Jupiter is really cool, right? Remember that? The big gas planet? The gas giant? Jupiter? Now let's learn about who drew the pictures for the book. Karen. Oh, and Karen spells her name with a K. Karen is Kira's grandmother and the talented illustrator that transformed simple sketches to the beautiful pictures you see throughout this book. Grandma Karen graduated from Carnegie Mellon for graphic design. She worked in the field for 18 years. And then, get this is cool, she taught as an art teacher. Earth is her favorite planet. Oh, I have to agree with Karen. I love Jupiter and I love all the planets, but Earth is my favorite because that's where there are art teachers. And I love art teachers. They're some of my favorite teachers. Thanks for joining me. Let's keep learning, guys. This is fun.
Darkest of nights, far from the lights of cars and cities, something special appears in the sky. A cloudy white stripe of light stretches across the heavens. Ancient peoples thought it looked like a stream of milk spilled across the sky, and so it is called the Milky Way. The Milky Way that we see in the sky is part of a galaxy, or a huge collection of stars, gas, dust, and other material. Galaxies are held together by gravity, much the same way that our solar system is held together by the sun's gravity. The Milky Way is our galaxy, where our solar system is located. But the solar system is just a tiny piece of the galaxy. The Milky Way is enormous, at least 100,000 light years across. A light year is how far light can travel in 1 year, nearly 6 trillion miles. In addition, the Milky Way has at least 200 billion stars and probably at least 100 billion planets in it. Although it is massive, the Milky Way is not alone in the sky. It's part of a collection of other galaxies called the Local Group, made of about 50 galaxies nearby to ours. The Local Group is estimated to be at least 10 million light years across. Outside of the Local Group, scientists estimate that at least 170 billion galaxies exist in the part of the universe that can be seen from Earth, and there is no way to know how many more there are beyond that. Galaxies come in many different shapes and sizes. They may have only a few million stars in them, or over a trillion. They may be elliptical, spiral, or irregular in shape. The Milky Way, like most known galaxies, is a spiral galaxy. Although no one knows what the Milky Way actually looks like, because it is impossible to see all of it from the inside, careful observations of it as well as other galaxies has given scientists a good idea of its shape. There are four main parts in the Milky Way. In the center is the bulge, or galactic center. This is a round bump in the center of the galaxy, about 10,000 light years across, densely packed with stars and other material. Scientists believe that at the very center of the Milky Way is a giant black hole. The galactic center is the brightest part of the galaxy. Next is the disk, a flattened region surrounding the bulge in the center. The disk is about 100,000 light years across. It is filled with young stars, gas, and dust, concentrated in the spiral arms. The spiral arms are part of the disk and make the galaxy look a little like a pinwheel. Our solar system is located in one of the Milky Way's spiral arms, where star systems are spread much farther apart than in the crowded galactic center. The last part of the Milky Way is the halo. The halo is a mostly spherical layer of old stars and star clusters that surrounds the main disk of the galaxy. The halo is very empty compared to the rest of the galaxy, with everything in it spread very far apart. Ancient Greek philosophers thousands of years ago first suggested that the Milky Way might be made of faraway stars that were close together. But there was no way to prove this until the 1600s, when the astronomer Galileo Galilei observed the Milky Way with his telescope and discovered that it was, in fact, made of many, many faint stars. If you can find somewhere to go that is very dark and far from the lights of cities and cars, you too can see the mysterious sight that inspired myths and legends for thousands of years, the Milky Way.
Clusters of billions of stars, bound by gravity, some are close and some are far. Collections of stars, gas and dust, each grouping is unique. These groups are known as galaxies. Let's see who we can meet.
They are galaxies, traveling at great velocity, held together by gravity, cosmic mysteries. They are galaxies, several different kinds for you to see, some common and some anomalies. It's time for you to meet.
I'm the Milky Way, the galaxy where you are from. I'm a spiral galaxy. I have reaching stars, gas, and dust gather in my space.
baffled at the center of me, with an ejection jet for all to see. I'm elliptically shaped with no special features, no spiraled arms, no internal structure. I'm an old supergiant elliptical galaxy. There's very little gas or dust left in me.
I'm a small magellanic cloud, quite unique, of this I'm proud. I'm an irregular dwarf galaxy. I'm small and oddly shaped, you see. I'm full of stellar matter, gas, and dust, making new stars bright and mysterious. I travel with a large Magellanic cloud. We're orbiting our neighbor, the Milky Way, now.
Galaxies traveling at great velocity, held together by gravity, cosmic mysteries. We are galaxies, several different kinds for you to see. Some common and some anomalies, it's time for you to meet.
We are the merging antenna galaxy.
Spiral and elliptical. I have no arms, but a great central bulge, surrounded by a flattened disc. I'm not a sight that you should miss.
I'm MVC 1365. The Fornax constellation is where I reside. One of the largest galaxies. I'm huge in size. 200,000 light years across. I'm wide. The Great Bar and Spiral Galaxy. A bright center and a bar of stars across me. I have very prominent blue spiral arms, which add to my unending charm.
Galaxies traveling at great velocity, held together by gravity, cosmic mystery. Several different kinds for you to see. Some common and some anomalies. It's time for you to meet.
I am Quasar 3C273. I am met with large amounts of energy. I'm the bright center of a galaxy, by a black hole at the center of me. The brightest objects in the universe. I'm the quasar that was discovered first. The large elliptical galaxy far away, in the constellation Virgo, is where I stay.
Flying through space are clusters of billions of stars.
What can you hear in outer space? Here on Earth, there's a lot of noise.
Yeah, so many different sounds.
But have you ever are out in space?
It's noisy, right? Stars exploding, asteroids crashing into each other. Bash! Crash!
Let's see. And here, shall we? Here we are, in our galaxy, the Milky Way.
Wait, where's all the noise?
In space, we can't hear the sounds, Marco.
How can that be?
On Earth, sounds can travel by vibrating air. That's how noise is mostly made.
Oh, I get it. There's no air in outer space, so...
Without the air...
sounds can't travel. Except you do hear...
What, Marco?
The sound of silence.
Moon tides.
Tides are the rise and fall of oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes. Here's a beach at high tide, and here's the same beach at low tide. Do you notice anything different, Lily?
Hey, where did the sea go? Did someone take the plug out?
When the water appears higher and covers more of the land, that's high tide. And when the water appears lower and covers less of the land, that's low tide.
The water's gone. But I wanted to build a sandcastle. Can we do anything to change the tides?
I'm afraid not. The tides are made by the moon.
The moon? How?
Let me show you. Gravity is what keeps us here on the ground.
So because of gravity, she dropped to the ground.
The moon has gravity too. As the moon goes around the Earth, its gravity pulls at our water. When you're near the moon, the sea bulges towards it and makes the water rise.
High tide!
And when you're somewhere on Earth where there is no rise, it's...
low tide! So it's all down to the moon if I can build a sandcastle or not. Thanks, moon!
The Milky Way.
The Milky Way is one of the billions of galaxies in the universe. Know that we live in the Milky Way.
Huh? I thought we lived on Earth.
We do, but our Earth is part of the galaxy called the Milky Way.
So the Earth is part of our Sun's solar system, and our Sun is one of the stars in the Milky Way?
Our Sun is one of over 200 billion stars in the dusty, gassy Milky Way.
200 billion?
This is what the Milky Way looks like.
It looks flat.
The Milky Way is called a spiral galaxy. It looks like a flat spinning pinwheel, doesn't it? Scientists know that thousands of those stars have planets orbiting them, just as our planet Earth orbits our Sun.
So the Milky Way is full of billions of stars and us. Ha! We are all part of the biggest spinning pinwheel ever.
Again. Hey guys, how's it going out there? Yeah, Lulu and I have been having a lot of fun, haven't we, Lulu? Yeah, we're so curious about all these ideas. Right. Yeah, so Lulu, the reason why she came back to the station, the radio station, to talk with you guys, yeah, she really wants you guys to know how fun it is to be curious, right? Yes, how much we can learn, and we've all been learning. I know I've been learning all kinds of new words today, and I've been working on some old words that we've been learning about too, because there's always new stuff to learn, even about old things you thought you knew, right? Like gravity, electricity, magnetism. Today we're learning about expanding and revolving, and the solar system, galaxy, and universe. Wow. Well, Lulu and I would like to inspire you guys by reading to you a little bit from this book called Astrophysics for Young People in a Hurry. That's a good title, right? By Neil Tyson and Gregory Mohn. And they're describing some of the early scientists and how they discovered these natural laws. We thought you might like some of this, so let's see what you think. All right. Because how did we learn about all this? How did we discover all this as humans? Let's find out. In 1665, the year 1665, people were fleeing the city of London to avoid a deadly infection known as the plague. Sir Isaac Newton joined them, retreating to his country estate. away from the city, Newton had some time on his hands, so he did a little thinking. Staring at his orchard, he began wondering what kind of force pulled ripe apples from a tree. Why did they fall straight to the ground? By 1666, this question helped him work out the laws of gravity. The genius of Newton's work was in realizing that gravity did not merely yank apples down to the grass. He figured out that gravity also holds the moon in orbit around the Earth. Newton's law of gravity steers planets, asteroids, and comets around the sun. It prevents the hundreds of billions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy from spinning off into the cosmos. Gravity is not the only law with this kind of reach. Since Newton's day, scientists have discovered many other physical laws that operate the same way everywhere. This universality of physical laws helps scientists make fantastic discoveries. We can study distant stars and planets and assume they follow the same rules. After Newton, 19th century astronomers used this idea to determine that the sun is made of the same elements that they had been studying on Earth, including hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, calcium, and iron. Okay, so these laws work in the solar system, but do they operate throughout the galaxy? Across the universe? And were they around a million or even a few billion years ago? Step by step, these laws were tested. Astronomers found that nearby stars were also made of familiar building blocks like hydrogen and carbon. Later, while studying binary stars, or pairs of stars that circle each other like hesitant fighters in a boxing ring, astronomers once again discovered gravity's influence. The same universal law that pulled Newton's apples from his tree and prevents fifth graders from dunking basketballs, binds these pairs together and allows scientists to predict their movements. Yeah, it is awfully hard to make to dunk a basketball when you're only a fifth grader, right? Usually you're too short and it's gravity that holds you down. So the laws work here and far away. But how do we know that they've always been true? Were these universal laws operating, say, a million years ago? Yes, we know this because astrophysicists can see into the past. When you stare at Mars through a telescope, you're not viewing the red planet as it is at that instant. The distance between Earth and Mars changes, but let's say it's 140 million miles away. That means the light has to travel 140 million miles to reach us. A trip that takes about 12 minutes for a light beam. Since it took 12 minutes for the light to reach your telescope, you're actually seeing Mars as it was 12 minutes ago. Well, astrophysicists have much bigger telescopes, so we can study objects much further away now. And the further away we look in space, the further back in time we see. I know what you're thinking. Whoa. Yes, well, that is the appropriate response. We talk about the distance to faraway stars and galaxies in terms of light years, or the time it takes for a beam of light to travel from that object to our telescopes. So when we study a galaxy 5 billion light years away, this means it took 5 billion years for their light to get here. In other words, we're seeing a galaxy as it was 5 billion years ago. Whoa, guys. Whoa.
I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish, and an oyster and clam aren't real family, so I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon, 'cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Thank you.
hello, folks. Yes, come on up, Lulu. Exactly. Yeah, so Lulu wants to come up to the... Where are you, Lulu? There you are. Excellent. All right. Yeah, so Lulu and I just wanted to let you know, yes, how happy we are that we made it back from our rocket trip to Earth, our pretend rocket trip that we took today. I know, on a real rocket ship. Good for you, Lulu. Very lucky you. We just wanted to let everyone know, of course, that we do love it here on Earth. Living on Earth, Lulu really loves living on Earth with Kira and Lulu and their mom, Kat, and their grandma, Karen. I'm sorry, my tongue is twisting around all these K names. I've been learning lots of words today. How about you? Have you been learning some words? You have too, Lulu. Yes, Lulu, right? Like solar system and galaxy and universe. I know. Oh, and she's been having fun, right, with the barnyard animals. I know. No planet has barnyard animals as awesome as here on Earth, right? We are so lucky here on Earth. And when we look up at the night sky, we can see all of those stars at night, right? Have you been out recently to look at the sky at night and see the stars? And maybe even see that Milky Way galaxy spreading across the sky? Well, I'm going to do more studying because I am more and more curious the more I learn. What about you guys? Yes, you too, Lulu. I know, so let's keep learning about space. But one thing to keep in mind is that those stars are there. Right. Even during the day. I know we can't see them because of the because the sun is so bright. And the sun is our star. And she is so close to us, right? That when the sun is shining during the daytime, we can't see all the other stars out there, but they are there, just like angels watching over us. So that's why we had that little shout out to angels. Lulu helped me pick that song out because, she really appreciates the view from Earth too. And so do I. As much as we enjoyed traveling through space, wasn't that fun? Going on a rocket ship trip, not just one, but two, even three rocket ship trips. Boy, you never know what's going to happen on Amy's kids show. And so Lulu, we've had a really good time with her the last couple of visits. Lulu, you need to get home to your family. Right. Well, maybe we'll have you back again sometime, okay? Oh, yes. That would be fantastical. All right. So we'll have you back again some other time, folks. Thanks for joining me for Amy's kids show. Remember, you are the greatest. Have fun.
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 19 miles per second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that you can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, in a galaxy they call the Milky Way.